Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. CIA believes Russia intervened in the recent U.S. presidential election to help Donald Trump win at the polls, according to the Washington Post newspaper. Meantime, President Obama has ordered the intelligence community to conduct a full review of hacking-related activity aimed at disrupting the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Eric Schultz is the White House Deputy Press Secretary.
This is not an effort to challenge the outcome of the election. We have acknowledged who won the election. It wasn't the candidate that the president campaigned for. So we're not calling into question the election results. We are taking seriously our responsibility to protect the integrity of those elections.
Schultz told reporters there has been a pattern of malicious cyber activity timed to coincide with U.S. elections. He said the investigation will go back to the 2008 presidential elections when cyber meddling was attributed to China. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump continued his thank you tour of America on Friday with stops in the states of Louisiana and Michigan. Also Friday, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani took himself out of consideration for a place in the Trump cabinet. Giuliani, a longtime Trump supporter, was considered a frontrunner in the race for Secretary of State. Gambia's President Yahya Jammeh says he rejects the outcome of last week's elections. This is a dramatic turnaround from last week when Jammeh telephoned opposition candidate Adama Barrow to concede defeat after the president's unexpected loss in the polling. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russian and Syrian government forces will continue their bombing raids in Aleppo until the rebels vacate the city. A day earlier, Lavrov had said the Syrian government stopped all active military operations in eastern Aleppo. Then was asked about the contradictory statements. Lavrov said he did not say military operations were completely stopped, but indicated they were suspended for a certain time to allow civilians wishing to leave to do so. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says Washington is sending an additional 200 troops to Syria. He said they will be used to help drive Islamic State, also known as ISIL, out of Raqqa, the self-proclaimed capital of the terrorist group.
These uniquely skilled operators will join the 300 U.S. Special Operations Forces already in Syria to continue organizing, training, equipping, and otherwise enabling capable, motivated local forces to take the fight to ISIL.
Carter was speaking in Bahrain at a conference on Middle East security where he said Russia, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's top foreign military backer, had inflamed the civil war and prolonged the suffering of the Syrian people. Large crowds in South Korea's capital marching to celebrate the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye over an explosive corruption scandal that saw millions protest in previous weeks. Protesters are marching near the Seoul Presidential Palace, where Park will remain mostly alone for up to 6 months until the Constitutional Court rules whether she should step down permanently. In Washington, State Department spokesman Mark Toner was asked about the U.S. position on the political situation in South Korea.
I can say that the U.S.-Korea relationship and alliance will continue to be a linchpin of regional stability and security. We're going to continue to meet all of our alliance commitments, especially with respect to defending against the threats we've seen emanating from North Korea.
South Korean Defense Ministry has ordered the military on heightened surveillance and readiness should North Korea do something provocative in reaction to Park's impeachment. An earthquake of 6.9 magnitude struck today off the coast of the Solomon Islands, one day after a 7.7 magnitude earthquake. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said there was no major tsunami threat, but cautioned that waves up to 3 meters were possible along the coast of the Solomon Islands and Papua New Guinea. There were no immediate reports of widespread damage or injuries. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.